The Dead of Night, written by John Marsden and read by Susie Doherty.
We hung around the Mackenzies' place until well after dark. We figured we were pretty safe there, because with the house just a pile of rubble, there was nothing much left to attract the soldiers. I thought I'd feel depressed at the sight of the wreckage, but I was too nervous at the thought of what lay ahead. To be honest, there I go again. I'd already stopped dreaming noble dreams of rescuing Corrie and Kevin. Instead, I was thinking more about keeping myself alive. I even had the grim idea that my body might soon be looking like Corrie's house, splattered across the landscape. The worst thought of all, though, the one I stamped on every time it reared its dark, filthy head, was that Corrie might be dead. I didn't think I'd be able to cope with that. I was scared that finding Corrie dead would be the end of me. I didn't know how it would finish me. I just had this deep belief that I could not continue living if my mate Corrie had been killed by a bullet fired by an invading army in the middle of a war. Surely I couldn't survive that. Surely no one could survive that. It was too far beyond normal. From the moment Homer had suggested we go into town and find Kevin and Corrie, we'd banished the thought that either or both of them might have been killed. The quest for them had given our lives meaning again. We weren't in a hurry to rip that up and throw it away.